Listen, you might think you can push me around, but that's a big mistake. Although you might be bigger and stronger than I am, I am an expert in bringing arrogant guys like you to their knees. There are certain parts of a man's body no amount of training or lifting weights can protect. Hitting these weak points makes guys like you pull funny faces, squeal, and collapse into the fetal position. Yes, I'm talking about your testicles. Those shriveled up, ugly looking things hanging between your legs that seem to dictate everything you do. It's ironic that the source of man's masculinity and strength can also be the source of so much pain and existential angst. I've heard guys describe the pain as almost like being at the end of the world. Imagine, just bam! One swift kick from my boot and you have a religious moment and think it's the end of the world. How would you feel about seeing the end of the world firsthand? Stop laughing at me, or you'll find out. Was it just an evolutionary mistake that led to your fragile testicles hanging outside of your body? I like to think this was Mother Nature's gift to women as an equalizer. A stop button that girls can hit to bring an attack to an immediate end and send the violent man to his knees. And as you lie there cradling your testicles, rocking back and forth, desperate to alleviate the pain, maybe you can reevaluate the life choices that led you to that point. If you keep it up, I will kick your fragile nuts up into your throat. You will be overcome with a sense of embarrassment that a little thing like me just smashed your balls flat. You will feel like vomiting. Your balls will be swollen black and blue. You wouldn't even be able to walk properly. You would waddle like a duck, and your micro penis won't work for a month. It will not be a pleasant experience. I might kick your testicles so hard they rupture. You really wouldn't enjoy that. Imagine how humiliating it would be to be castrated by my little foot. A big, strong man like you, reduced to a quivering pile by one small kick. Well, at least your atrophied brain might finally have something to do. There is a right and wrong way to kick a guy in the balls, and I know all about it. The testicles normally hang loosely in the scrotum, so they have the tendency to slip out of the way of any blow. If you really want to KO a guy, you need to not just kick his balls, but squish them into his pelvis. So, you have to deliver the blow from underneath, so that you kick, punch, or smash the balls straight upward. You need to crush the testicles against his body instead of pushing them aside. Apparently, you could even tear the testicles right off your attacker. You're supposed to pretend you're trying to start a gas lawnmower. You wrap your hands around your attacker's balls, and then you pull your arms sharply back and take a step backward. That said, I'm not going to touch your tiny little balls with my hands. That would be gross. Don't you dare tempt me any further. This little foot will hammer your pathetic testicles into your pelvis. I will kick your balls as flat as pancakes, and then you will be left on the floor with ruptured testicles wondering why you ever annoyed me in the first place. What? You don't think I have the guts to kick you in the balls? Oh, like I could never hurt a big man like you! That was so quick and easy. I bet you didn't even see it coming. I could feel exactly where the blow landed. I hit you dead center in your scrotum. I felt your testicles on top of my foot, and then splat. Your balls ended up on either side of my instep. Don't even try to speak. You sound ridiculous. You really did deserve that. It's all your own fault, you know. That was only about 20% of my full force. Next time you annoy me, I'm going full force. You will not be in a position to moan or cradle your balls. I will just smash your balls into outer space, and you will wake up in a hospital with your testicles in a sling. Do we understand each other? Great. I'm off to take a shower to clean the filth off my feet. Be a good boy while I'm gone, and think about what you have done. See you soon. Kisses!